The deep effects of coronavirus we've seen in China and Italy and the rapid growth in places like New York and Washington State have led to President Trump to push for automakers and other corporations to pivot to producing items like ventilators and other medical products. The most significant announcement came from Ford Motors, which says it'll be teaming up with 3M and General Electric to make respirators and ventilators. But what about the inherent challenges for companies attempting to make products they typically don't at a moment where time is of the essence? With me to talk about that is Jorge Alvarado, professor in the Engineering, Technology, and Industrial Distribution Department at Texas A&M. Professor, how long would it typically take for a company, for a factory, to dramatically change what it's making or producing?
Well, it depends on the nature of the company. Some companies are set up to make, you know, for instance, masks, right? They have the right hardware. They have some knowledge about the material. They have seen the designs before. So those companies are going to take less time to produce the mask, right, for instance. But on the other hand, if you have companies out there that they do other things like packaging or making other parts, they probably need more help. I mean, they probably will need, obviously, not just training for the workers, but also equipment and materials. And not just materials, but also they need to have a system in place so the materials can just flow into the companies, right? They can make the products, whatever they are, and deliver them to the market at the right time. So it obviously for that takes more time.
Well, so when you hear the president say something like this at a time when people are looking for other options, to some extent, are you saying, boy, that's wishful thinking?
Yes, in a way. I have a lot of respect for the automakers in this country. They make great products. But that's not what they do. They don't make medical devices. So they will need plenty of help in terms of coordination, plans. They probably have to reorganize the plants, make sure they are clean enough to be able to produce, you know, for instance, medical masks. That's not going to happen overnight. At least I will say between 2 to 3 months at least.
Well, so when you hear about Ford partnering with 3M, with GE Healthcare to make respirators and ventilators, do you think it's doable?
Well, on one hand, it's good that companies like 3M and GE, they make things of that nature, mask and material, you know, materials needed for mask. But on the other hand, it's not just a matter of companies coming together. It's just a matter of getting the floor managers, let's say, the workers on the front lines up to speed, right? They need to be trained. They need to have the right equipment. So from that perspective, I don't want to use the word wishful thinking, but it's going to take some time to get people on the front lines, you know, to be able to make products that meet the standards, right? So, and that's the main challenge, right? We don't want companies to just produce anything and sell it at any cost, right? We want quality products, in the stores, right? So that's the main challenge.
And we've heard a lot about supply chain when it comes to various things, when it comes to groceries and whatnot. What about when it comes to this, when different companies get together and try to manufacture these products? Again, in some cases, which is not normally what this particular company would do. What about when it comes to acquiring technology, machinery? These are not things that will happen overnight either.
Of course not. Buying the equipment, first of all, they will have to identify the right type of equipment. If they already have like plans for how to put a plant together just for making medical devices, right? So they need to have plans. Once they have the plans, they have to figure out which hardware they need for making the parts. And then after that, they had to assemble everything, you know, install everything, then run some tests and then make some products and then do some quality control on it, right? On the products. And that certainly takes time to do it right, right? So, the main factor here is time.
How optimistic are you about this sort of idea working, especially if we look at China and how long it has taken to get away from the peak of the pandemic there? Is this worth a try, even if it takes a long time, even just to give us an idea of how to produce these things more efficiently?
Honestly, you know, it's worth a try because maybe in the future, something else will come up too, right? Another pandemic. And so it's good to at least try from that perspective. We never know what's going to happen 10 years from now. So it's a good exercise anyway. But between now and then, we're going to see, the pandemic is not going to go away, right? So at least it's better to try not than not to try, right? The question is, can they do it in a good way, right? In a way that makes sense to the consumers, right?
Have you thought about things in dealing with this, ideas that you might have when it comes to different companies getting together to try to ramp up efficiency or get these products out there?
Depends on the need, right? Depends on how fast things need to happen, right? So the key thing is to have, first of all, the willingness to work together to be able to solve, important problems. The other element, obviously, is look at the landscape to see what are the key elements that need to be in place to be able to produce something that the consumers might buy, right? So if there's enough competition, if there's no competition, if they have access to the materials they need, if they have the distribution networks to send the components or the parts to the consumer, that takes not just goodwill, but also good planning, right? And good execution as well.
Jorge Alvarado is a professor of manufacturing and mechanical engineering technology at Texas A&M.